The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you about who deserves a shot at the United States heavyweight
champion.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to the WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned the title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler. You're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. I don't see any reason.
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but my goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds.
Who are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious
professionals. How about hypnosis? Let's get thrown.
Psychosis?
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to The WrestleCast. This is episode 275. It's the ladies' night edition, so that means, of course, that I, Dede Janae, have my co-host, Jade, to the max. Say hi, Jade.
Hi, Jade.
And we are here. Now, normally we have a couple of guests. Usually we tend to have a Tatiana Janine, but due to technical difficulties she's experiencing, she is not able to be here this week.
Are they technical difficulties?
I would technically call it a difficulty. Yeah.
We miss you, Tatiana.
We miss you and we love you and we want the best for you.
We do. Not Gina.
That's what you call an inside joke. Okay, so... I'm here to talk to you all about what happened this week in wrestling. We're going to start per huge with Smacky Downey. So smart there somewhere, I don't know where. The show starts with a moment of bliss. Alexa and Nikki arrive and welcome us all to the show. They talk celebrity crushes. Nikki says that Alexa loves Brad Pitt, and Alexa agrees. Now, Brad Pitt is fine, but Brad Pitt is also 75 years old, so...
Brad Pitt with a beard is fine.
I feel like every version of Brad Pitt is fine. I just wanted her to pick somebody who was, like, you know, in her...
Why didn't she pick Buddy Murphy as her celebrity crush?
Because his name is Buddy.
That's her fiancé.
Is it? Yes. Is it really?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it is.
Really?
I'm pretty sure Buddy Murphy is her dude.
Wow. The choices. Okay.
They're the same height.
That's insulting to some, which one of them. I don't know which one. One of them is definitely coming on at the short end of that. Alexa congratulates Carmella on winning the ladies match last week. And Carmella says she loves surprises and plans to win the title tonight. Because Mella is money. Alexa asked about the recent drama on social media with Bayley and their past friendship. I didn't know they had drama on social media.
Oh, wait. I stand corrected. They broke up.
Oh. Oh, well.
That's why he joined Seth Rollins' merry band of travelers.
You know, Nikki's engaged to somebody. Isn't she engaged to some wrestler? Or married to some wrestler?
Yeah, she's married to the hairy one that's in NXT. I forget his name. He was part of Sanity, I think.
Oh, that big bitch. Yes, I remember him.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, I remember him very well. Okay, yeah. I mean, not well enough to know his name, but you get it. Carmella says Sasha changed Bayley and it's hurt she lost the friendship. First of all, no, she didn't. Cause
Killian Dane, that's his name.
Yeah, that sure. Some average shit. Yeah, sounds right.
Okay, continue.
Because you can tell how interesting this is. Bayley arrives and says, that's enough. All the sheep are riled up. She's always pitied Carmella and tried to...
All the who or what?
Huh?
She said all the who or what?
The sheep? Sheep. Yeah, the sheeple. Wake up,
sheeple. Oh, the sheeple. Okay.
Yeah, wake up, sheeple. Who used to say that? Somebody. Anyway... She said she always pitied Carmella and tried to take her under her wing. She means when she started dating Corey. She ain't said that. She calls Carmella a loser and mocks Alexa and Nikki. Nobody can touch her. So Carmella says, let's do this right now. And guess when they have their match?
Right then and there.
Could you imagine? Who knew? So it's for the title. Carmella gets Dakota Silence on, but Bayley counters out and pins her using the ropes to retain. She was going to retain anyway, but if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So why not add a little leg to the rope?
Right. Does that count as a distraction finish?
If you have to ask.
Or just a distraction period.
If you have to ask, the answer is yes. Take a sip,
Mm-hmm. Tatiana, this one's for you. For all you do, this one's for you.
You know what? I think I really am going to spike my coffee tomorrow morning.
I don't know why you weren't already spiking your coffee. I don't even drink coffee, but I'm just saying, if cool. I did.
Let me tell you about, okay, we digress because nobody cares about SmackDown or Raw. Let's just so, at my job.
AEW show right now.
Yeah, at my job, I live in like the middle of, I work in the middle of nowhere. However, if you go up the street and around the corner, literally 10 minutes away, there's all kind of shit because that's where the white people live, right? So, there's a Whole Foods. You love it. And you go to the right, there's a Bonchan with the Korean fried chicken. You love to see it.
Do you go in there and speak Korean to them?
I don't know. First of all, they're all black. But all the employees are black.
But aren't you teaching yourself Korean right now?
I am teaching myself Korean. Mostly so I can watch TV shows.
And sing K-pop songs. But you already know.
I can mimic you know the sound. Here's the thing. When you get into K-pop, you'll hear stories about how the people who are translating it, because, you know, you don't know the language, so you have to wait for somebody to translate it. And they have said consistently that the people who are translating it leave shit out because they don't want you all to know the real tea all the time. Like, there's this one song where one of the lines is like, I don't give a shit, which is, like, not a big deal to us Americans, but the Koreans don't want you to know that they said that. So half of them say, oh, I don't care. And it's like, it's little shit like that. Like, I don't want to depend on you. I want to know what the fuck you said. Like, I don't want to have to depend on Suzy Nakamura. That's Japanese, but you get what I mean. Like, I want to know for myself. So that's
I mean, I get it, because when I translate in French or French to English, I do it too. I leave stuff out.
Exactly.
You don't need to know exactly word for word what's being said. You just exactly. need to understand.
I don't know you to know. Like, are you just trying to give me like this is what they said and let's not get into the all?
No, we're trying to tell you what they mean.
Or are you trying to give me the cute version? It's like, don't water it down. What the hell did he say? Because okay. It's like I have seen Koreans where they you know gestures are pretty international. You'd be like, oh, you mad. And then the translation would be like, oh, I was a little upset. And it's like, duh, that's what you said. Like, no. You're holding back. And so, yeah, that's why I want to learn Korean. But anyway, on the way to the Korean spot, there is a coffee shop. But the coffee shop has a bar. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, you can have you a cute little spiked Irish coffee. You can have you a spiked latte. You can do all of those sorts of things, and I have done them, and they are delicious.
So, is there ever anybody cute at the bar or the coffee shop?
Oh, I haven't been inside in a while. I saw a ginger through the window. I don't know how cute he was.
Oh.
But it was a red beard. You know, I saw that, and I was like, I mean, it's a very Caucasian neighborhood. I'm talking about walking dogs at 2 in the afternoon kind of Caucasian. Like.
Oh, that's the kind of neighborhood I live in.
Somehow I knew that about you.
We all work from home.
What an icon. You better telework come. Yes. First of all, everybody in my damn job is teleworking. And it's like, how is human resources teleworking? Like,
girl, human resources, I'm surprised. Listen, the guy that recruited me for my job, he worked from home. I'm like, sir. He's like, yeah, I'm in my home office. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
I live. What makes it so bad about my job is to leave my job, whether it be retirement, transfer, or you just said, fuck you guys, I'm going home, you have to do a whole checklist, which means you got to check in with like 15 different people, Mm-mm. six of which are in HR.
Mm-mm.
How they going to do that if you're teleworking?
Mm-mm. My boss, I was supposed to have a call today at 2:00 with my boss. She moved it to 5:00. I said, mm-mm. I'm like,
oh, I saw that. Cause you
I'm
like,
3 wines in, sis.
So what are we doing?
I'm 3 wines in. What are you doing? And it was only 2:30 at that point.
Listen, they got a plan life better.
She had a plan better.
I'm going to try to get them to figure out a way to, like, plan this whole I'm leaving and I need to talk to 17 people shit, because...
That's a lot.
Because they try to leave and do the shit on a Friday and then they be mad when nobody's there. And it's like...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's like, they all left, baby. What you want me to say? Like, I don't... I don't know. So anyway. Okay. On to wrestling again. We digress some more. What happened? King Corbin
laid out. Bayley laid out Carmella.
Oh, yeah. Post match, Bayley laid out Carmella. Then Naomi arrived.
Hey, we stand.
And so I feel like something happened with them, but that ain't in the notes. And so Carmella took out Bayley, but it almost looked like Naomi could have had smoke for Carmella too, but she chose not to because, you know, she's a benevolent bae.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Corbin's here. Nobody cares. Backstage, not here. Because he's banned. What an icon. Yes. Okay. Backstage.
He can find a ban. I'm pretty sure I watched Raw last week, but I can't remember why he got banned.
I don't recall it either. And,
but it's not. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to look at my notes. Check episode 274 if you want to know why he got banned.
Or maybe 273. Nobody really knows.
Who knows? Really, you should have been listening to all of them. Stream it.
One.
What you call it? No, you don't call it
Huh? The subscription? Getting a subscription?
Oh, well, yeah, do that. And, you know, leave us, you know, comments and
let us know how awesome we are. I mean, or not, because we already know how awesome we are.
I mean, but I like outside confirmation. It's like when I tell the people to sign in at my job, and it's like, I like it when you do it. Like, nobody cares, but I care. It looks good.
Backstage.
I really don't care about this. So, blah blah Lacey Evans, blah blah Rumble, blah blah fan letter, blah blah my mama was a crackhead and you saved my life. What the some bullshit, I don't know. Otis prepares for his day.
Oh wait. You just like totally did Bayley.
What, who cares about Bayley?
What, she's going to defend her championship at it's Super Showdown, the one that's in in the middle?
Yes.
What's the one that's down in Australia? Rumble from Down Under. What is that called? Down Under.
That's not a thing.
The one that they do in Australia. It's not super.
They do it in Australia?
Since they have a show in Australia from time to time.
I've seen the kangaroos on their Instagram.
The greatest showdown. The great something. That the greatest Royal Rumble. That thing. That damn thing.
That was over there too.
That was
over. Yeah, that was over there. Yes, that was all oil money. Yeah.
Now I got
it. You think they got the money for Edge's Pyro?
And now Charlotte.
First of all, if anybody deserves Pyro, it's not her, but fine.
Oh, the greatest story Rumble was, it was in Saudi Arabia. You right, yeah. Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue.
I know about the oil money. Yeah, Otis says.
The blood money.
Well. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. Tucker calms down his bestie Otis, and Otis wonders if Mandy loves him. The answer's no. Fuck. You ain't even been on one whole day yet. No, she don't love you. She like you.
She like you. She had crush on you.
Right? So it's like, winning. Sheamus has a one-on-one match with Apollo Crews and Chad Gable.
I'm sorry. Who are these people that we haven't seen on... Chad Gable? I thought he was Shorty G.
I have refused to call him that, but yeah, that is what they still call him.
Apollo Crews.
No, Apollo came back like last week before.
What about the little Jordan? What happened to Kurt Angle's son? Shorty G.
Kurt Angle's son is injured with either a broken neck or a broken back or
tendonitis. Something that Kurt Angle had. What are you going to say, tendonitis?
Some bullshit. Spurs, I don't know, bone spurs, an extra toe, I don't know, something wrong with the baby.
Okay,
wouldn't it be funny if you did have bone spurs? Okay, so anyway, Apollo hits a standing shooting star presser 2. Sheamus posts him, dumps Gable, bro kicks him, beats both their asses because Sheamus is a big ginger boy. Sheamus is old as shit too. That's what I'd be talking about when it's like 40 don't look the same on everybody.
They don't look the same on people without melanin, but go ahead.
I mean, but for him to have like none, it looks pretty great.
Oh, he does look good to be over 40.
Yeah, that's amazing. So Carmella demands a rematch with Bayley. They hype Goldberg versus The Fiend at the Saudi main.
I'm sorry, what?
Goldberg is.
I forgot he came back. Why?
Because Saudi Arabia wrote them a really nice check and said, we would quite like it if we could see you walk through your pyro one more time.
Child, that man.
And Goldberg said, I would really like to cash this really big check that you gave me. So sure, I'll absolutely do that.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
And then The Fiend said, I have to pay for my biracial baby.
True.
And, you know, I got to get a college fund shit and set up and shit. So, yeah.
Well, not just that baby, the ones he dipped out on, too.
Oh, I mean, them too, but I only care about the black
ones. I'll be messy. So,
look, I only care about the black ones. So, yeah.
Are they black? Those are the ones I care about. Oh, you can skip over this next line and just go straight to what Brady is.
Well, you know, I did have a theory that, you know, Brady's a quarter black as damn self. But, you know, don't nobody care about Octoroom, so, oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy came.
Yeah, that one.
They had his little NWO t-shirt on. Maybe they had his music on. I wasn't watching because I don't watch him. So, they asked him questions. He's got answers. I still don't care. Bray interrupts NWO style and mimics that guy. He follows that guy's advice and became champion. That guy laughs and wishes him luck against Goldberg. Why would he need luck against an 80-year-old man? Bray then warns that man that there's always room for one more on the wall. Now, here's the thing. I'm over that man. I'm okay to never see him ever again in my life. However.
If Bray.
However.
Gonna retire him for good.
If Bray does anything with that man by way of embarrassing the blue fuck out of him, I am a big fan of that. So yeah, Sammy and Cesaro arrive to mock Elias, first of all, how dare you, with a ukulele and a cowbell. They're holding a protest concert due to the you know Sammy's a socialist, right? God bless him. That's so obvious. Elias interrupts and is here to stop this madness. He says Sammy is trying to make his name off of him, and Sammy tells him to shut up. Elias is staging a counter-protest, and Sammy tells him to come to the ring. So Sammy and Cesaro perform, but the crowd cuts them off because the crowd wants more cowbell. And Sammy want less. But the answer is always more cowbell. So the crowd chant for Elias and the cowbell, drowning out Sammy. Sammy threatens to end his concert, which gets cheers from the fans because, again, you don't have enough cowbell.
Don't have the range at all.
First of all, you don't have the man bun, you don't have the scarf, you don't have the guitar, you don't have the kimono. And it's like, I love Sammy, but you're outmatched. Sorry. So anyway, they cut him off. Braun makes the save for Elias and chases them away while running over the security geeks. Braun and they, Elias, stand tall. Now that is a team I could get behind.
Mm-hmm.
Is this an intergender match?
No.
No, I'm looking at a production booth. What the hell am I looking at? He understands. Okay, so this is the thing that I do, Jade. I watch AEW while I talk about SmackDown and interject my confusion. And then I wait for him to tell me what the hell I'm looking at. Oh, that's a dude. I thought that was Nyla Rose. Not because of
DD,
but because of the outfit. The outfit and the hair are the same. No, no, no. I believe she's a woman. I just believe they have the same ring gear. Anyway, Naomi rants about Bayley and says she wants a title shot. Some other guys are turning February 28th.
It's just to promote his movie that's coming out the following
week. Nobody wants to get that bullshit. I don't even know what movie it is. Nobody cares. Like, you can go away until you're in that next Fast and the Furious movie. Did you know he's supposed to be that man's brother?
Yeah, they gave the whole plot away in a 3-minute trailer. I don't even want to see the movie.
You've been in 17 movies and they said one thing the first about having a brother. Everybody knows about your sister.
But you just like,
different dads? Like, what you mean? Like,
I mean, clearly they have different dads. Have you seen their hair?
Well, first of all, that's nobody's business. Sometimes those are interfamily secrets. We don't talk about
it. But I'm just saying they should have saved that for the actual movie. Like, they just gave a whole plot away. Why do I need to see the movie? But you know I'm going to be there to see it. Because I'm just saying, The Rock ain't even in it.
He not.
No, he not in it. Jason Statham not in it. Girl, they doing their own thing.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about it now. Okay, Goldberg coming back next week. Mandy and Otis got time for their date. Otis arrives with roses to meet his peach, but Dolph is there and sits with Mandy, crushes Otis' heart.
No, he didn't. Did he do that to Otis?
But here's the thing. Otis was so nervous and so scared that he wasted like an hour and a half. So by the time Mandy was like, what's going on? Why he late? What had happened? And then Dolph slid in.
Ziggles pulled. And it's like, Ziggles is an ashy Twitter nigga. Damn.
Y'all don't know why you sound surprised. If there is anything you should know about Ziggles, is that he is an ashy Twitter N-word. With extensions in his hair. He like them black folks
that don't even blend.
He like them boys who wear the Beijing on their beads. That's Ziggles. That's
how he go. Otis is so sweet. Tell Otis call me. He can take me on a date.
Otis is your type, but Otis is my type too.
He is sweet. He is nice.
Maybe he's my type because I don't like, don't be going on the ground doing a worm and shit. That's too much.
No, I mean like personality wise, he's my type. But the worm, no, we no. Don't even. But if you're gonna save me from being eliminated from the Women's Royal Rumble, yes.
And he cuts her so gently, like, come on, man.
You know, I got you. I got you, boo.
Okay. It said okay. King Corbin, but I read it as Kurt Cobain. One of them arrived.
Kurt Cobain showed up with his ticket.
One of them has a ticket. I'll leave it up to you which one it was. The main event of the night is The Miz and Morrison versus Roman and Daniel Bryan.
Who is Roman Reigns' partner? Does he have one? Indeed he does! And his tag team partner from Aberdeen, Washington, weighing in at 210 pounds, Daniel Bryan! According to men who have not seen eye to eye, Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns over the years, but they do have one thing in common. Neither one of them can stand the Miz. Morrison slide through now. The parkour stylings of John Morrison dumping Daniel Bryan to the floor. We talk about it week after week. How proficient John Morrison is at parkour, using his environment as a weapon. Can launch an offensive attack from just about anywhere, in the ring, around the ring. Advantage off the distraction. And Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan are down. And now John Morrison launching himself over the top rope. Just like that, Miz and Morrison in control. Can Reigns and Bryan get back in this?
Daniel Bryan has an opening. Tag is made. Here comes Miz.
And here comes the big dog, Roman Reigns, going right after Miz, and Reigns pumped up here tonight. Down, John Morrison runs into a right hand. That high octane offensive style of Roman Reigns. Big kick. And the WWE fans with a resounding no back to Miz.
Sometimes it's like Bizarro land up here, you understand?
Superman punch! Roman didn't get all of it, but I believe he got enough of it.
Reigns doesn't get all this.
Spear!
He did.
Cover! Big dog and Bryan with a win. Here, and King Corbin with the scepter.
Roman just flattened Reigns with a strike to the back of Roman's neck.
And that. that's how your SmackDown ends for the week.
Boo.
Boo, you whore.
NXT.
Are you doing NXT or am I?
I don't know, but why do we have a re... Oh, this is the takeover. I was about to say, is this a rematch of all the matches from... Sorry. It's been a long, short work week.
And you've had a lot of wine.
I have had some wine with some food in between. Okay, you can do takeover, and then I'll do NXT. Regular NXT takeover light.
I see. Okay, yes. We'll do it quickly. Keith Lee had a match versus Dijakovic. Yes.
Dominic Dijakovic.
I don't know why the accent is right there, but it ain't my name. This is for the North American title match. The Spanish Fly connects, and DJ covers for two. He hits a feast your eyes, but it's countered. DJ favors his back, and Keith Lee follows with a ground zero for the win. They share a sign of respect post-match. It was probably like a handshake or whatever. Ex-best friends Dakota Kai versus Tegan Knox fight. They have a street fight. I'm drinking Perrier. Sorry. The Shiniest Wizard by Knox connects, but she wants more and slides the table in the ring. Sets it up, lays Kai on it, wraps a chair around her neck when Raquel Gonzalez attacks Tegan. She tosses her onto the table, but I am the table. I don't know what that means.
It means that she ain't break the table. She threw it at the table, but the table didn't break. Because Raquel Gonzalez don't have a range.
Yeah. The girls don't ever break the table.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it was, you know, Rhea Ripley or Bianca, they would have, you know, broke the table.
Yeah, they probably would have broke the table. But just you can't put your 99 pounders on there and think they're going to break the table. Not going to break the table. That'd be like if you had a little Jungle Boy or whoever from AEW to break the table. Like, it's not going to happen. Who is that? Oh, that guy has on his little stupid eye patch.
John Blackbeard Moxley.
Yeah. It's like, it's not even an eye patch. It's just like a triangle of fabric. So stupid. Oh, my notes went away. Oh, there they are. Finn Balor versus Johnny Gargano.
I got a question.
I got an answer.
Finn Balor keeps calling himself the Prince. What, he the Prince of Darkness? The Prince of...
I was going to say the Prince of this. This But he's married and that's nasty. So, Gargano, John, through the barricade as payback from Full Sail. He teases Bloody Sunday, clears off an announce table, and Balor suplexes him onto the table. Then he climbs onto the other table and hits the John Rule. I don't know what that is. Back in, and the double snob connects. Then he hits a Bloody Sunday, and Finn wins.
Oh, it's not called the what was it called? The coup de grace anymore?
Coup de grace?
No. Coup de grace. Oh, because he's heel, Finn, so...
Dude, that took Spanish, so we don't say it like that.
Coup de grace. Well, I speak French. It's coup de grace.
But that's what my mom does. And she's like, it's the answer. Like, that took Spanish. I don't.
Coup de grace. Or we just call it bloody Sunday.
Right. Like, I ain't got it. Okay. So Roddy says Dream is a dead man on Wednesday. And tonight, his boys will dominate. Next is the women's title match, Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair.
Belair. Come on, girl. Get a house down, ladies.
Okay, he has said to keep my eye on AEW. I see Chris Jericho, and he is shirtless.
And he didn't put his shirt back on.
Everybody's shirtless. Okay, so Bianca dumps Rhea.
Respect the real queen. Rhea Ripley. Well, it's actually Bianca and Rhea. Bianca, the real queen. Continue.
The levels. I see where you're going. Out of the three, I know who's at the bottom. Yes. She follows with
it. It will be Joe Swanson. I'm sorry. Charlotte's at the bottom.
You are so rude. And so accurate. Anyway, Rhea battles back. and slams Bianca to the steps. Bianca dumps her again. Rhea goes to the apron. The trade hits. Rhea heads up top, and Bianca fights her off. Then she counters the sunset bomb, but Rhea counters into a riptide for the win. Yay! Post-match, Charlotte attacks Rhea and accepts the match at Mania. It's the natural selection and poses with the championship. Charlotte then sends Bianca into the steps. The fans chant, "You don't even go here," as Charlotte
every time Bianca, I hear that, I think of the guy from Mean Girls. She doesn't even go here.
It's so funny because it's like,
he was so great in his role.
It hits like Black History Month. Like, here your white ass is. Like, up in my spot. You don't even go here. Like, this don't got shit to do with you, and yet here you are.
Can we talk about Bianca's ring gear, though, when she comes out with the cape that says Black History in the Making, and then her actual, like, ring gear?
She said, like, have
Black History. I stand. And can I just say that I appreciate Triple H for giving the NXT stars, not just Bianca Belair, but giving them so much freedom over their character and their ring gear, because Vince would never.
Oh no, he would never.
Never allow that.
Never, never.
So
he had the gear that had like the ponytails on it. He wouldn't do that.
Oh yeah. So yeah. My kudos to Triple H and Shawn Michaels and, you know, everybody backstage at NXT who allow them to, who actually allow their characters to be an extension of who their real person is. Yeah.
Now what I really want, and it's like pipe dream bullshit, but what I really want is next February, so they have the whole year, let Bianca collab with all the blacks and have they all have their own ring gear that she creates, and then they do a photo shoot.
I love it. I think that would be so dope.
She clearly has the skill and the talent and like does it, and it's like all y'all clearly already saw. All of y'all are friends. First of all, did you see Bianca on Up Up Down Down?
And she saw bits and pieces of it, and she was like letting Xavier know, like, oh, you couldn't do it on your first day.
She was like, I'm a bad bitch, and he was like, well, you can't do so and so, whatever. And she was like, I did that my first week, and he was like, oh, what? Call me trash to my face, why don't you?
And I also add, as I add every WrestleCast, that Bianca Belair is a Tennessee Volunteer.
Is she?
Yes,
she's
on the track team. Yes, she was. Whenever they say she's from Knoxville, Tennessee, I'm just like, oh, I'm so proud. She is a volunteer.
Come on, go ball. We should make sure that y'all invite her to the little, not the little, that's disrespectful. The ball that y'all be having.
I know, right? But they, you know, she be busy winning, you know, and beat bitches ass.
You tell her a year ahead of time.
You right. She could ask for some time off. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna work on that.
That way y'all gonna be in a picture together, be like, got her.
You know what's funny? Somebody, one of my fellow board members that serves on this alumni council with me, he sent me this picture like, hey, you ever heard of this person? It was Bianca Belair. Like, honey, I've been on Bianca, okay? He's like, I don't watch wrestling. I'm like, obviously.
Because you're late.
Because you're like 2 years late. We've been on Bianca.
Yeah.
Okay, we digress. Continue.
Some more. Okay, Undisputed Area.
Oh, wait, sidebar. So remember when I texted y'all earlier and I was like, whenever Mauro and Nigel try to like direct quote Bianca, it's hilarious because they're so white and the accent. You're like, girl, don't be messing with, like, I'm just like, stop. Just stop. But it's cute.
I enjoy it because it's like, don't put the flavor you don't have in it. But it's
they
like,
try to add the flavor and it's just not.
It's like sugar, but it's Splenda. It's aspartame. Like, you're not giving it what it needs.
Yeah.
But no. You're trying, and I care.
They try, but continue.
My notes keep disappearing. That's because don't nobody care about this bullshit. No, I'm joking. It's NXT. Everybody cares about NXT. So,
yes, we do.
Versus the Broserweights, which is Matt Riddle, Young Shoeless, and Pete Dunne.
Aren't the Undisputed, aren't they petite? They're petite men.
I know that...
They're like 5'9".
In my head, Pete Dunne and Rhea Ripley are twins. I don't know if that's accurate, but that's how I
okay. So. First of all, Rhea Ripley has a neck. Pete Dunne does not.
Okay, I didn't say identical twins.
Okay, like fraternal twins.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like clearly related. Like the hair, the face, the stank faces that they make, the way that their nostrils flare. It's very, we have the same grandparent. It's very that.
At some point.
Did it's you like, we're related at some level.
When did Bobby Fish become a little silver fox, though? Because he's a petite man, too, but he's a silver fox.
We enjoy when they go silver.
Isn't
that crazy, like, what an upgrade a silver beard can be for a man?
Listen, he...
Like, the Rock been a mesh.
I was like, when did Bobby Fish become a silver fox?
It's like, the Rock been fine. Like, been fine. But the great beard on the Rock?
Listen...
It's like, no wonder she married you after all these years. I'd marry her.
I mean, or maybe he chose to marry her. He's like, oh, two babies, might as well.
Yeah, right. I don't give a shit about kids. Not like that, at least. He's like, well, I should marry your mom. Like, you could have been did that. That ain't why.
Okay, I'm done.
Sure, he married for love or something.
I mean, after two babies in 5 years, I guess so. Or however many years, I don't know.
Listen, if Brad and Angelina didn't tell you nothing, they taught you if you're happy as is, just keep it simple.
I mean, I can dig it. I ain't having no kids, so it's always going to be simple over here.
I'm going to have a kid, I'm going to drop it off at your house.
I mean, I'm going to give it right back.
That's what you do with kids that aren't yours. You'd be like, oh, great.
Just make sure you call first, or else I ain't going to answer the door.
Oh, you're one of those kind of people.
I mean, I'll be at home. And I'd be like,
And you look at me right through the window and be like, why didn't you call?
I mean, if you came without the kid, then I'd be like, oh, she here for wine. But if you came with the kid, I'd be like, ooh, I can't open the door.
Oh, you gotta hide the kid. Never mind. All of my details early. Okay, so this match that they had.
Undisputed Era and the Broserweight.
For the tag team title, Kyle counters the bitter end. Riddle accidentally spears Dunn.
Wait, on that part, that accidental spear, okay, Stevie Wonder saw that coming because it was so obvious, but continue.
I mean, listen. I don't know. Chasing the dragon is too undone. The high low is countered. Riddle tags in and the stereo kicks follow. The bitter bro is asleep. Finally finishes it, and we have new champions. You know, my favorite about him is how everything is based off of bro. I really love the name Bro Derek. Like, it brings me a level of joy I don't think I can express to you all accurately.
When Matt Riddle first started in NXT, I wasn't familiar with him. I'm like, oh, he's a bro. Like, that's his whole point. Like, oh, he's from Southern California, because that's SoCal, but apparently he's from New York ish.
He's not from California at all. It's like, so where'd you do all that at, Matt? Your name is Matt. All of you all are awful. So
yeah, they're all terrible. Chaz, Brad, Matt, Adam.
But Chris Brandon.
Brandon's.
Roderick's. Ooh. I know Roderick. God bless him. He's an actor. He's in a lot of commercials. Oh. You might have seen him in the Crown Royal commercial.
No, I haven't, but okay.
I mean, it's not like they put your name on it, so you wouldn't know. But
I haven't. No, I'm just saying I haven't seen any Crown Royal commercials. Just
it's,
you know,
with the guy from MTV, or is he from? He's that Latin guy from Broadway, and so like you can see my friend, and he like.
Who, Efe Morales?
No. Look at you. You're messy.
I love our friends.
That's also what we call an inside joke. Anyway, your NXT title match, Adam Cole versus Tommaso
Ciampa. Bay. You didn't say Bay Bay.
I don't ever say it.
Okay,
Adam Cole.
Bay Bay.
There you go. Cole misses the last shot, and Ciampa dumps him onto Bobby and Kyle, who are on the outside. Ciampa takes out Roddy and follows with a dive. There's some super kicks by Adam. But the last shot only gets two. Ciampa fights off the belt shot, the ref bump, and the low blow by Cole. There's a fairy tale ending, however, there is no ref. Gargano comes out to rally Ciampa, allegedly.
Or did he?
But when he's reaching for the title, Gargano takes the title away from him, and for whatever reason, Ciampa is in the middle of the ropes, and Gargano lays out Ciampa, and Cole covers, and Cole wins, and Cole, Adam Cole,
Bay
retains the title.
Well, the Undisputed Era does not have all the gold anymore.
No, but Adam, and that's all that matters, is Shawn Michaels' baby boy is still prospering.
He out does the streets. Remind me of him quite, not a bit, a lot.
Listen,
I ain't saying that's his kid, but
I'm not saying.
We not saying it's not.
I mean, now, mind you, I did tell somebody I was at a game, and Lord knows, I don't know why I was at a football game, but I was, and it was a college game, and I saw the Texas team, and there was a guy in the stands. Now, that motherfucker looked exactly like Shawn Michaels.
You know he's from Texas.
Like, cut that baby's hair off, and that was Shawn Michaels.
Oh, the baby.
Blue eyes. I mean, he was like 20, but the blue eyes, the tan, the jawline, the height.
Did you ask him to do a super kick? It's a really
no,
super kick.
He was staring at me like he was in Degeneration X, and I was like, well,
you know, like he was gonna say suck it at any moment, huh?
He really did, and I was like, but I was like, god damn, you look like Shawn Michaels. And he looked at me like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, you ever look at people and know that they get told the same thing from everybody?
Yes.
And he looked at me and was like, and I was like, oh,
you better not say it.
And it was like, well, shit, I'm halfway heat sick anyhow, but you know who you look like.
So,
yeah.
Monday Night Raw, live and direct from somewhere, because Don didn't tell us where it was from. I started watching it.
It was Washington.
I'm 44 minutes into it.
Was it Seattle?
Somewhere in the U.S. of A.
I feel like it was in the coldish area.
A coldish area, that's likely. That's anywhere in the U.S. right now that's not Southern California or Florida.
It never rains in...
That's a lie. Yeah. Tony lied. Or whoever told them and didn't lie to them.
And that's exactly what he said. They tell me.
They tell me.
So if it's wrong...
They lied.
If it's wrong, it don't matter, because that's what they got told. They didn't say it.
Somebody told him.
Exactly. That's just what they had.
I mean, maybe at the time it didn't, because, you know, climate change has happened. I mean, that song is, what, 20, 30 years old? So
well, maybe on the East Coast. Oh,
it never rains. Okay, Monday Night Raw. From somewhere cold in the U.S. of A. So, Monday Night Raw opens with the women to compete in the Women's Elimination Chamber match, which is a head scratcher. okay, Vince. We got Shayna, Asuka, Ruby Riott, Natalya, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan. Shayna, okay. Natty, of course. Well, we know she's not gonna win. I mean, where is Sonya? Where's Naomi? Where's anybody else that was in the Women's Royal Rumble? But okay. Well,
they're all SmackDown, I guess. I guess we're still on that.
No, they do the mixed. Is the Elimination Chamber just... Well, I guess if they're challenging Becky for the Women's Championship of WrestleMania, it has to be a Raw woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sarah Logan, didn't she... Okay, never mind. Anyway.
Leave her alone. She ain't bothering nobody.
What about what's the other little girl's name that be talking about? She a real woman, Lacey Evans? Is she raw?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
I can't keep up with who's on Raw SmackDown. Anyway, that's the Women's Elimination Chamber match. We already know Shayna's gonna win. but good luck to the rest of them. Randy Orton, heel Randy Orton shows up, and I'm gonna just say, people always begging for heel Randy Orton, and then they get him, and then they be talking smack. You ask for it, you got what you want.
False fault for wanting any version of him at all.
I mean, I'm just saying, he showed up, and they showed the little footage from last week.
Yeah.
last week of him kicking Matt Hardy's ass. That's cold blooded. He didn't have to beat Matt Hardy like that. He said he's supposed to face Matt Hardy in a no holds barred match tonight. First of all, we all knew that wasn't going to happen. Again, Stevie Wonder could see that. But that ain't happening due to last week. The Hardys jump off the highest of highs and crash to the lowest of lows. This is what Randy Orton's saying, you know. Matt arrives in a neck brace and then he's like limping. Those neck braces always crack me up. But hey. And he wants Orton to confess to taking away Edge's second chance. My prediction, we're going to get Edge and Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, me too.
Would you? I mean, Vince McMahon is very predictable.
Like, if I had to put money down,
yeah. I would say Edge versus Randy Orton, yes.
Yeah.
I would put up my whole month's rent, and by that I mean somebody else is going to pay it whether I win or lose. So Matt said he can relate to the whole second chance thing, but he wants to know what's wrong with Orton. We all know what's wrong with Orton. Do we have to say it? Anyway, Orton didn't like that question. He said it makes him feel like Edge and takes it all away from him. And Matt said he here to fight him with a neck brace on and a limp leg. But WWE won't clear him. But he said he got the grit. He's here and he won't die. See, delete Matt would have been like, I'll beat your ass right now with this neck brace on, whether they say I'm cleared or not. But I digress. So Matt said he doesn't know what the future holds, but it won't be determined by Randy Orton. I know that's right. Orton says he should have left last week. Matt should have left. But Matt gets in the ring. Orton teases RKOing him right now. He admits that Matt has balls, but he can't understand what he did and why. He said he respects him and always will, but Edge, he loves like a brother, but okay. He's sorry and leaves, but then Matt gets a chair because Matt already know what Randy Orton has planned. He says Orton returns and Matt says to finish it. Orton attacks, stunning his neck off the ropes and RKOs him. He grabs a chair and lays into Matt with chair shots over the steel steps. Orton gets another chair. And he takes off Matt's neck brace and teases a concerto. He thinks on it and then drags Matt to the floor. Orton then concertos him on the steps. Oh, I was a little bit ahead. There we go. Orton hits another and says he's sorry. Matt has no friends. Wait, what? Okay, I did laugh at this segment. The neck brace just made me chuckle. Listen, you know, the only way to settle this now is to have Rebby Sky versus Kim Orton in a match. It's the only way. Matt can't fight. So it's either that or it's like the Orton kids versus the Hardy kids. Rebby versus Kim. My money's on Rebby though. All right. Aleister Black versus Eric Rowan. How did I miss all of this? Okay. Aleister Black. Apparently, Vince is giving him matches again. Rowan counters Aleister Black's mass and fires back with strikes. There was a boot by Rowan and the powerbomb gets a two. Aleister Black counters the claw slam and hits Black mass and hits another to finish it. Is Eric Rowan still walking around with the chicken in the whatever? The thing that's in the...
It's not necessarily a chicken. That's just probably what it is.
Yeah. Is it Bray Wyatt's alter ego? It's that he's got chicken in there. Maybe. Or maybe it's Charlotte Flair's butt. I don't know. Anyway. Charlotte arrives and talks about her appearance at TakeOver, and we see footage of her laying out Rhea and accepting her challenge for Mania. Charlotte says she wanted to see why Rhea thought she could challenge the queen. Bitch, because she's better than you. But whatever. She was impressed, thought back to her NXT days, and went through this whole, like, I look so hard, and anyway, she's so rough, and her class who built the foundation of what NXT is today. But let's talk about FCW, okay? And people that came before her, Naomi and the Usos and all of them, before there was NXT. Right. Anyway, The NXT stars are entitled now, is what Charlotte says. Says Ric Flair's daughter, who's a 10-time champion. She's only been on the main roster for 3 years, but go off, sis. Go off. Go off. She said, read and claw and fight like she did to earn the respect. Did anybody else laugh at this segment? I'm just saying.
You stop. You let that white woman have her Caucasian feelings.
I mean, okay. Read and claw and fight like she did to earn the respect NXT has now. Okay, Charlotte. Rhea had the audacity to hold the title Charlotte put on the map. Paige and Sasha would like a word, as I said in my tweet on Wednesday night. And Rhea is good, but pride comes before the fall and she will humble her at Mania. Okay, Charlotte. Moving on to R-Truth. Oh, R-Truth. I love him. Versus Mojo Riley versus, is this a local competitor? Who is Riddick Moss? Anyway.
Oh, he's a jobber who was a jobber even at NXT.
Oh, wait, they have jobbers at NXT?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Riddick getting his coin, okay? Truth works, seemed to tribute spots until Mojo cuts him off. But Moss cradles him for the win. So the jobber that was a jobber has the 24/7 title. Okay. Hey, 2020, anybody can be anything they want to be. Okay, Drew McIntyre arrives and hypes that we are 48 days until Mania, bruh. He jokes that Charlotte already pointed to the sign and has the fans help him. Okay. Corny much? He then says Suplex City is located in Claymore Country. They will invade and demolish it when he wins the title. Heyman arrives, introduces himself. He brings out Brock. Well, it was a tease because Brock ain't even show up to work today. He called off.
But Brock didn't come to work?
Brock didn't come to work. Guess what? Matt Hardy came to work with a neck brace and a left leg. But Brock didn't show up. Anyway, he says Brock's going to defeat Ricochet at Super Showdown, which we all knows what's going to happen because we know Vince. And then he's going to defeat Drew at Mania. Drew says he can say Brock's name all he wants because Drew said he's going to knock his head off and beat him at Mania. Ooh, okay, Cersei. Okay. Paul isn't here for a debate. He's a fan and says MVP isn't. So I'm assuming MVP is Paul. Is Paul's new customer, client, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, Paul introduces MVP, treats him with respect. Drew makes fun of him, and according to Don, he kicked his head off. But I'm going to just tell y'all, they need to not stop disrespecting MVP every week. MVP claims it was a cheap shot, and he will whoop his ass tonight. Drew versus MVP. Basically, Drew won, because... Vince don't respect the black talent during Black History Month.
It's 55. Like,
first of all, I don't know that he's that old, but still, his legend.
Let's stop. Go to the Googles. How do you want to say he is?
How much you want? What's the bet?
What's the bet? A drink? What you mean? What's the bet?
Okay, I'm gonna say 46.
I'm gonna say 50.
Okay.
I don't think he's
looking it up right now on the Google.
He is 46.
Was I right on point?
On the goddamn dot.
I will take my drink next time I'm in DC and or next time we meet for NXT Takeover.
Okay, let's do another one. What month was he born? I trust you not to Google.
I'm not on the Googles. I'm on my notes. I don't know. You know what? I don't like people that can't stand to lose, and then they just got to add extra stipulations.
I owe you the drink, but this is just the second game.
What month?
Yeah.
November?
No, but damn close. October 28th.
I almost said January, and I was like, no, that's my birthday.
Ooh, maybe we'll do a sign game.
Okay, I know nothing about astrological signs.
I just know Geminis are the devil, and I feel like that's all you need to know.
I'd lose.
All you need to know is Virgos are awesome and a little annoying, and
I take it you're a Virgo.
Yeah.
Minus the annoying part, because you are not annoying.
That's not true, but I love that you think that.
Well, I don't think you're annoying.
Oh, you mean it.
Except when you're like 45 minutes late to NXT TakeOver because your train, but that wasn't your fault.
That wasn't me. That was the bus. Well, it kind of was me. I should have just been like, fuck old lady gang and just left on an earlier bus. But had the bus been on time, I would have been on time. Something wanted to happen around Pennsylvania. Ugh, that's annoying. What did I see? 1.5 matches? My God.
You saw MMA bitch lose. That's what you called her at the time.
I saw MMA bitch lose. I saw Ricochet on the way to the seat. I was like, we hit every entryway like, ooh.
When we got to the stadium and my mom was with me and she was wondering why, like, as soon as we walked in the stadium, Undisputed Era's music came on and she's like, why are you running to the seat? I'm like, it's Undisputed Era, duh, we gotta be out there for, you know, so we can go boom and all that stuff. She's like, wait, what? I'm like, just run, come on, woman. And then, like, after a while, she was, like, all into it. She was, like, rooting for, she's like, who do I root for? And I'm like, whoever you want to. She's like, okay, well, I'm just going to root for whoever. I'm going to root for the person that everybody's not booing. Okay. But anyway, so back to Raw, because we digressed again, because we like to drink. So we get highlights of Becky defeating Asuka, and then Shayna going, I'm going to say going, you know, Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer on Becky, biting her neck, quote unquote. Becky arrives and she has a bag with her. She came to the U.S. to seek fame and fortune and start. Maybe she sought a visa too because she's engaged to Seth. And starts throwing out money from the back. Listen, she started throwing out money. I was like, sis, can I get the dollar? Just one. She said she's paying for what she'll do to Shayna. Down payment on violence. This is so mean. Oh my God. That's awful. Who wrote this segment? Who? Who? Was this you, Road Dog? Because this is awful. Only animals go for the neck to weaken prey, but she isn't prey. She's ran through the division. Aren't there some people she hasn't beat in the division? Anyway. She cut everyone down and she's coming after Shayna because she wants to. Shayna appears on the screen and says she will win the chamber and will thrive since it's in a cage and she's a former cage fighter. She will take Becky's title at Mania after chewing through the competition. No pun intended. She didn't plan last week, but imagine what she'll do when she plans it. Oh, we cursing on live TV? Okay, Shayna? I'll tear the living shit out of you is what she told Becky. Okay, Triple H said the PG era was over. Okay, Attitude Era back. Becky says she'll be watching and rooting for Shayna. Girl, Becky over here shitting bricks right now. Charlie interviews Garza, Lashley, Lana, and Vega. That's a lot of people. Lana calls it a Monday night double date. Vega isn't impressed, but she and Garza maybe hot, but are here for business. Garza says no lady can tie him down and no man can match up to him. So we get Rusev and Carrillo versus Lashley and Angel Garza.
Other Umberto.
Yes, the Umberto that Didi is just adorning.
There's a dimpled one and a non-dimpled one. Like, oh my God, you have options.
Okay. What Didi said. Like, Raw needs to be 2 hours because the notes just be too damn long. I'm just saying.
You have to edit.
Raw just be too long in general because, like, when I watch Raw, like, I started watching it on demand so I can skip the commercials because when you watch it live, you get, like, an hour in and it's like, shouldn't it be the end already? And it's like, no, we still have 2 more hours. And it's like, really, Vince? Really? And this in the band, like, it's going to be great. No, it's not. We're bored. Anyway, Rusev and Humberto Carrillo versus Bobby Lashley and Angel Garza. Rusev heads up top, but Garza cuts him off and follows him up. Rusev slams him off. The flying headbutt follows for two. Lashley's taken out, but Garza cradles Rusev with the tights for the win. Next, we see Oscar running down. Natalya says she'll win the chamber and go to Mania. We don't know if that's actually what she said, because we all know Oscar speaks in Japanese, but I'm just going to rock with it, because whatever Oscar says, I'm with it. She's a gangster. Natalya versus Kairi Sane. They work into counters. Oscar distracts Natty, because she's a good partner to Kairi.
Wait, you said distracts. Hey.
Oh, hey, my wine glass is like empty. Hey, after this, I got to take a break and get up and get more wine and check on my Black Eyed Peas. Mm-hmm. So they work in the counters. Oscar distracts Natalya. Zayn knocks her to the floor. Oscar attacks Natalya, and that's a count out. See, they smart. They work good together. Seth Sermon, Lord Jesus. Did he pass around a collection plate after this was over? So I watched some of this because I like, you know, man bun Seth. But, you know, he showed up with his crew talking about how Buddy Murphy sacrificed himself for the good of the team. And, you know, just going on and on and on and on about how, you know, they did this, that, and the other to Samoa Joseph and Kevin Owens and the Viking Raiders. And, yeah, so Seth is, like, doing all his talking and blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, he thanks, what? Oh, yeah, he's the money. Yeah, so, anyway. So he's, you know, basically talking about how, you know, I didn't give myself the money name Messiah, but the powers that be did, because, you know, they think he's awesome. I mean, I guess. Really love heel Seth better than babyface Seth.
Correct.
Babyface Seth was just a whiner, and I just couldn't. So anyway, basically he says that they basically put Samoa Joseph, Kevin Owens, and the Viking Raiders out of their misery. And that, you know, it's not going to be easy for what they have to do next, whatever that means. This is what he means. They're going to seek out the weak and meek and rehabilitate them like he did with Buddy Murphy. So he said it's not a threat. It's gospel. If anybody remains non-compliant in the locker room, they're going to get with it. Viking Raiders arrive and they brawl with Seth and they brawl as Seth and Murphy bail. Or, I'm sorry, they arrive and there is a brawl and then they bail. Seth sends Murphy back in to get, it's not Buddy Murphy anymore. Okay.
Just Murphy.
What is with Vince McMahon and like first and last name?
I guess he was like, if you're going to be a thug, you can't be a buddy, maybe.
I mean, but what about Shorty G? Like, he came up
with that. Awful. Shorty G is an awful name. Terrible. Horrible. No good. Very bad.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, sidebar, I never thought I'd miss Michael Cole on commentary on him, but can we please get Jerry Lawler off my TV and out of my ears on Monday night? Michael Cole is like sitting at home like, y'all miss me now, don't you? Yes, we do. Save us. He is the Monday Night Messiah. Please save us. Anyway, so Seth sends Buddy Murphy back in to get beat down. The Vikings are running wild. And then Kevin stuns Seth on the ramp because it's Kevin Owens, and he does what he wants. In the back, Seth is upset, and tonight the AOP and Murphy will face Kevin and the Vikings because we didn't just see that match last week. Okay. Or a similar match. The OC arrives. Hey. And Styles says he's back on Raw. Wait, when did he leave Raw? Wasn't he always on Raw?
No, he was on SmackDown.
But he's been on Raw for a while.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't recall. I don't.
I can't keep on because motherfuckers be just crossing over back and forth. Anyway, what would Mania season be without AJ Styles? You know what, AJ? You right. You absolutely right. They point to the Mania sign. I don't know who they supposed to be facing, but they point to the sign. And the Good Brothers call him the new Mr. WrestleMania. I can dig it. Styles says that's sweet and that he's the greatest superstar on any roster or era. Cue Undertaker music. Okay, not for real, but just saying it'd be kind of cool, right? Because Undertaker refuses to retire. So, he calls out whoever wants to fight him at Mania, I guess. He has critics, though, he says, that are saying that he's not phenomenal. Phenomenal. The linguist cannot pronounce phenomenal. As he says, but we will win Saudi Mania. Okay. And calls out who's next, and he doesn't care who it is. Oh, really? Goldberg? No, he's going to fight. But okay. Wait, is Goldberg fighting somebody at Mania or a Super Showdown?
Saudi Mania is Showdown.
No, I
mean, WrestleMania. I don't know, but I don't think so. I don't know, though. Okay. Production booth, do you know?
Production booth, send us a message. Oh, if I read the next set of notes, I'll know.
Oh, there you go.
It can be anyone.
You just read sometimes.
It can be anyone. Sting, HBK. Okay, we know HBK is not. Mm-hmm. Taker, oh, Hogan, Razor Ramon, Diesel, and the whole NWO. Okay, he named people that we know are not gonna wrestle a whole ass match.
No,
anytime, I know Diesel ever,
but I'm.
He said Diesel. Diesel is not even alive.
First of all, Diesel is very much alive. He just can't walk. Okay.
Oh wait, that's you know what I'm thinking about? Tess.
First of all, how do you get those two people?
It's the wine.
What did Kevin Nash do?
It's Kevin Nash. People out on Twitter, please don't curse me out. I'm so sorry.
None with you.
I love you, Silver Fox. I'm thinking about Tess. Oh my God. I was about to say the disrespect for AJ Styles to call him out like that. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, guys. I'm like a bottle in on the wine. Okay. Bottle and a half. Okay, so he said he'll fight the whole NWO, which does not include Taker, HBK, or Sting. Anyway, Ricochet arrives. Please, y'all, don't, like, curse me out, because he's not. He's very much alive and active, and he's amazing. Okay, so Ricochet arrives, and Styles calls him Lil Ricky. What do you call Lil Ricky? Okay, no one thinks he will be WWE champion, and why does he deserve a shot? I agree. Ricochet says that's fine, but he earned his shot. He will beat Brock. And the OC all laughs, which is the exact same thing that I did. Ricochet challenges Styles to a match. Carl tells him to calm down and calls Ricochet a non-good brother. I love them. They're so funny. So Ricochet versus Carl Anderson happens. Ricochet goes up top and for the 360 and I'm sorry, for the 630 and misses. He rolls through. Carl follows with the spine buster for two. Ricochet hits a super kick, Benadryler, and wins. In case you guys are wondering, Matt Hardy has since been taken to a local medical facility. Liv is asked about Ruby's return and actions against her. Liv was surprised when she came back, and it was a great moment until Ruby betrayed her. It would have broken her, but she's changed, and she will step into the Elimination Chamber. We'll take out Ruby and go to Mania. Nah, bitch, you not. But we appreciate that, even though real people don't talk this way. Okay, Don, nice touch. Kevin Owens and the Viking Raiders versus Murphy and the AOP.
Ivar, Ooh. Oh, seen it. Senton on Ray's arm. Wow. Look at the cartwheel. It drops Akam. Oh, no. Ivar looking unstoppable right now. Tag made.
Seth, look away. Don't watch this.
Oh, the double knees by Eric.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Look, Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, right to the face. Tag made. And now Kevin Owens is legal.
Kevin Owens ready to strike.
Senton. Here's the cover. Oh, and Razor pops out at 2.5.
Oh, close. So close.
Oh, I don't like it. Oh, wait a minute. Look where he is. The Viking Raiders put down the AOP.
The Viking Raiders sacrificing themselves in the process.
Tommy Ball back inside the ring, going for a stunner, and he got it.
Cover.
Turn on the inside out. And now Rollins. Rollins from behind breaks up this fantastic match.
How convenient.
The Monday Night Messiah.
How convenient. Seth Rollins decides to show up now.
Rollins sent Murphy and AOP out here to do his bidding to dispatch Kevin Owens and the Viking Raiders.
Kevin Owens, you have crucified me since day one, and now it is time for us to crucify you.
Crucify?
This is how you finish the sermon.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
How about some prophets?
Oh, please.
The straight prophets. Oh, my God.
See you, Murphy.
Montez Ford from out of the sky. Angelo Dawkins clearing house.
Looks like the resistance is larger than you thought, Seth.
Get him, Messiah. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Things are looking really bad for the Monday Night Messiah.
Yeah. Wow, and Rollins retreats.
Yeah, run, Messiah.
Now the AOP trying to get back inside the ring, as does Murphy. The Street Profits and the Viking Raiders.
Just like earlier on tonight, Seth Rollins is leaving town. Oh my gosh, Ivar's on the top rope.
So is Montez Ford, opposite side. Stunner! Look at this!
Whoa!
Wow!
No! The uprising is in full force.
Look at the Messiah. He wept.
So let's just count it as the distraction finish. I have a drop of wine.
I'm a fan of that.
Okay. Is it time for like a sponsor break so I can get more wine? Okay.
This break is sponsored by Amazon.com. If you go to CSPN.us, I believe you should still see a banner at the top of the page that says Keep Our Podcast Free. Should you go there and shop on Amazon, as you do anyway, via that link, we get a little bit of kickback. There's no extra cost to you, and it helps us pay for things, you know, gives us more access to more money and supplies, and we're able to provide things for you. Like on the dark match and other accoutrements, you know.
Yes.
You know, the WWE Network's not free, people. So
it ain't.
You know.
It's not.
And it's not like I pay for it, so somebody has to.
And you know what else is not free? Rent and wine.
Oh, speak on it.
Groceries
is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what though, I did a really good job at Costco.
Taking myself on dates, that's expensive too.
See, taking yourself on dates does cost money, because I went on a cute little date to go get my little Korean chicken. That was a lunch date. And then
because we don't do fast food dates.
No, we don't do that. That's child.
Was the Korean chicken good though?
Was the Korean chicken cook?
Was it like, I'm ready for a nap after you finish?
No, I wasn't full. Even though I did have 8 pieces, I wasn't like stuffed. Actually, I was after about an hour. But then
they're like I don't eat meat, but are there little like wings, right? Like the little wings.
Yeah, they're wings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're wings. And they fry them in some kind of sun, so they're real crunchy, crispity. Apparently, depending on where you go, it's a chain. But the different chains have different menus. So some of them have like fried zucchini, and they have really good French fries though. Like they season and put some kind of like truffle oil or cheese on them or something like that. They're very tasty.
I love potatoes.
Potatoes are amazing. I don't normally eat potatoes, but I definitely ate some this for lunch.
I love potatoes so much. You just don't eat.
Had them been warm when I got them, it would have been a done deal.
It would have been all. And
cooled off by the time I walked back to work. I would have eaten them all. And I would not have felt bad at all.
Girl. Mm-mm-mm. Got me thinking I'm going to make some potatoes. Anywho.
Yes.
NXT. The superior brand of the WWE, correct, as we all know.
Correct.
No offense to SmackDown, Dee Dee. NXT Undisputed Era opens the show, The Petite Men. Kyle O'Reilly is really sad because he can't play air guitar with his title. Boo hoo. Adam Cole says that he beat Tommaso Ciampa. But it was what, Dee Dee? A distraction finish.
Let me be distracted by my drink. Yes.
Adam Cole said he beat Tommaso Ciampa because obsession will never beat destiny. And that he's the greatest NXT champion of all time. He said they are still the measuring stick of NXT, and Roderick Strong will prove it again tonight. It's a bit of a teen dream. Dream's voice is heard over the speaker. Let me tell you, Velveteen Dream, he just takes shit over the edge, and I'm here for it. I love it. He got people's wives and kids on his ass. I'm here for all of it. And as I told y'all earlier tonight, Dee Dee and Don, I don't know who it was that tweeted this, but it was something along the lines of like Roderick Strong, like refused to go back to the trailer park, and now I cannot unsee it. I don't know who it was, but shout out to you, whoever you were. So Dream's voice is heard over the speakers. So throughout the little arena, he tells Roddy to leave the boys behind and prove he's a man tonight and do it for Marina. Roddy promises to make him wish he had never returned. So now that Shayna is on the main roster, does that mean her little cronies just, I mean, what are they? Because what were they doing? Had they ever had a match?
Good question.
I mean, maybe they can go home and be moms, or they do. I don't know. So Devlin versus Lio Rush for the NXT Cruiserweight title match. So a lot of stuff happens. Lio heads up top, gets crotched, and Devlin follows him up. Lio then counters into an avalanche poison Rana. Then the come up two follows for two. The final hour misses. Headbutt by Devlin. Devlin and the Devlin side gets the win. Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez are interviewed about their alliance that they didn't even know was happening until NXT Takeover Portland, but okay. Raquel says she understands what Dakota Kai went through because Tegan got all the opportunities and pushed her aside, which is what Raquel saw happen to her at the Performance Center. William Regal tells Dakota that she'll be facing Tegan Knox in a steel cage in 2 weeks. Ooh. But I'm going to say this, Dakota. You better not trust Raquel, because we can see it now. She's going to turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the most important women in the division, Rhea. Well, Bianca too, but Bianca wasn't in this particular segment. But they the two most important women. Rhea Ripley speaks about Charlotte accepting her challenge. She says she got what she wanted and claimed that even queens can get nightmares. Ooh, we seen it on Game of Thrones, baby. We seen how Cersei wasn't always on top. Just saying, Charlotte. Take note. Take note, Cersei. Cersei got what was coming to her at the end. Austin Theory arrives, but Tommaso Ciampa walks out to interrupt. The disrespect. Ciampa warns him not to try him tonight. Ciampa says he got too focused on Goldie and missed the signs leading to what Johnny Gargano did to him. How did Johnny just all of a sudden get better after getting his ass kicked by Finn Balor to come out and do that? But anyway.
Sometimes it works like that. Sometimes you just need a swift kick in the ass. Ain't that what your mama said? Right.
And then you need a quick break, and then you good to go betray your friend. Well, they were never friends to begin with, so I don't know why Ciampa like thought he could trust him. Anyway, Theory grabs him and gets laid out. Should have known better. Ciampa says that to get his life back, there can be no Garganos in NXT. So I guess Gargano's getting ready to move up to the main roster and get misused by Vince McMahon. Ciampa kicks Theory's ass. Very much a Don sentence there. Throwing him into the guardrails repeatedly. Ooh, sounds painful. We get a Finn Balor video package. He says every hype opponent has fallen to him and to watch what he does next. I want to see what DDD wants to see. We going to do next?
Hopefully shirtless.
Hopefully what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Grizzled young veterans. I mean, every week is somebody new on this roster. Who? Okay. Versus Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza.
That's a lot of names.
It's a lot of names. Mendoza runs wild. He dumps James Drake. Who is James Drake and where did he come from? Oh, he's on the Grizzly Young Veterans. Okay. James Drake and the Enziguri and Mrs. Dropkick connect. He's cut off by Zach Gibson and Drake takes out Wild as Ticket to Mayhem finishes things. Gibson then runs down the Neckbeards and the Ignorant Yanks. Who? Who are these people? Petey.
I'm sorry, friend. I ain't got it.
And just be new people.
And I saw it. And I
can't keep up. I saw it. And I'm just like, who are these people?
I don't know.
Okay. Production booth, any help you can give us? Okay. I mean, we know they're NXT. But anyway, the Broserweights, who are your new NXT tag team champions, come out and celebrate through the crowd. Did they come out on the golf cart? I can't remember.
Ooh,
anyway,
I don't know. Let me not get the line.
Matt hugs the people and dances. Did he have his flip flops on? But Pete Dunne just raises the title because Pete Dunne does not smile. He does not celebrate. He is not with the shits. He gives out a few fist bumps. That's all you're gonna get. I'm surprised he did that. Anyway, oh, Matt asks where the golf cart is. Okay. And Pete reminds him that it got impounded because of him. Matt said they both partied hard, but their dusty cup party too hard and it failed wellness test and is suspended. Boo, bad joke. Anyway, the Broserweights versus Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan. Again, new people. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, long story short, the Broserweights won. Next, we find Roddy Strong, who tells the Undisputed Era that he needs to do this alone tonight, guys. Get through the noon. The Forgotten Sons are upset on Twitter about the Grizzly Young Vets wanting to take over NXT and their reference to the Neckbeards. They will beat their ideals into them. Okay. North American champ Keith Lee, I bask in his glory every week. Yes, I do. Arrives and is immediately interrupted by Kona Reeves. Before he can speak, Keith Lee beats his ass with a pounce. Keith Lee versus Kona. Bill Ground Zero Pin. Thanks for coming, Kona. So basically, Keith Lee beat Kona Reeves without breaking a sweat. Post-match, Dominik Dijakovic arrives. He said he's not ready to move on yet. He makes excuses for his loss, and Lee calls him on it. However, Lee knows the fans want them to fight forever. I, for one, am here for that. Lee won on Sunday and is still willing to do it again. I know that's right. Let him know. Chelsea Green versus Kaden Carter. Okay, Chelsea Green is engaged to somebody on the roster.
Is she?
She is. Come on, Don. Who is it? Is it Zack Ryder? I think that's Zack Ryder.
Really?
Zack Ryder's fiance. Anyway, Bianca Belair pulls a Kanye in the middle of their match and says she gonna let them finish, but she needs to let Charlotte know that you can't just be coming around here putting your hands on me. She don't care if it's on NXT or anywhere else, but Bianca promises to whoop that ass.
Oh, you're right. It is Zack Ryder.
So Bianca rolls out of the ring after that. She did let them finish. And she said, you know, Green, Chelsea Green. It sounds like a late night talk show host name, doesn't it? Anyway. Chelsea Green rolls up Caden Carter for sloppy near falls. There was a super kick from Carter and Green rolls to the floor. Robert Stone trips Carter and Green wins with an unprettier. Velveteen Dream, hey, versus Roddy Strong. Okay. So, during this match, Roddy takes control until Dream super kicks him and hits him with the Dream Valley Driver. Dream undoes his jumpsuit. Aw, sookie, sookie now. Did he start gyrating and stuff? Have Rena on the crotch. Aw, sookie, sookie now, baby. Come on. Dream takes out the Undisputed Era, but Roddy hits the jumping knee strike for two. The Dream Valley Driver then finishes it. And then, of course, Undisputed Era, because they sore losers, lay out Dream to close the show. You know what? Y'all not finna keep disrespecting Dream like this. Okay? Period. Make me call the city girls. You know they live in Florida. And that's how NXT on a Wednesday night ends. Is that, ladies and gentlemen, is your WWE update for this week.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. We have made so many digressions that I just don't know where to start.
Oh, we still cap it under 2 hours.
Look at us.
Yes, we did. Hey, yes, we did.
Okay, I'm going to find a quick game.
What's the game for us? I need to check my beans.
Yo, beans.
I've been cooking black eyed peas since.
Beans, they not ready.
Girl, I started. I'll tell you because y'all not finna eat me up on Twitter. I put them in the slow cooker, so that's why they're taking their time to cook. All my quote unquote booze calling and texting me tonight.
Oh God,
I don't have any booze. It's just a joke.
My boo.
I have no booze.
My boo. Oh, Ivelisse was on Tough Enough. How interesting. I was going to do a quiz about Tough Enough, but I don't.
I love Ivelisse. I have an Amazon package just sitting outside my door. It's been out there for a few hours now. But because people walk their dogs at 2 p.m. in my neighborhood, it's still there.
The Caucasian neighborhood is safe. It's
very Caucasian over here.
Perfect. Okay. It ain't really a game, but I have a question.
Okay.
Perchance you were taking an Uber or a Lyft or a rideshare service of your choice.
Okay.
And you found yourself in the backseat conversing with your driver. And the driver said, oh, you're cute.
This sounds like a familiar story.
I mean, it's going to digress.
That I heard earlier today.
Starting off as not a biography, but it will diverge. Okay. And so he's like, ooh, you're real cute. And you say, well, you're not going to be like me. You're going to say, oh, thank you. I said, I know, because I'm an asshole. But you're going to say, oh, thank you. Listen, facts are facts. So, when this man asks you, so can I get your number? Name your three wrestlers who you would absolutely, no hesitation, give your number to, even if they were your Uber driver.
Cesaro.
Okay.
Can they be married or no?
I don't mind.
No, I don't want it because I mean all the good ones are married, but no, I can't do that. Married too. I can't. Okay, Cesaro.
Okay.
All the ones I like are married. Why do y'all wrestle if you get married early? It's like they in the military or some shit.
It's like they get a bonus if you marry. Like, oh.
Right. Like, oh,
gotta get some money for the family.
Right. Okay. The unmarried. Okay. Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
Angelo Dawkins.
Mm. He's, I don't know if he's married, but.
He ain't married, girl. He ain't married. Uh-uh. At least not that I know of.
I mean, and...
Who else? Girl, is it past, present, or current?
Oh, it's whatever you want to be. If you want to claim Mr. Perfect, that's what, entirely your own.
Because then now we're getting real gross and old.
Well, he wasn't old at his peak.
He wasn't, but he ain't in his peak now. No. Okay, Angelo Dawkins, Cesaro, and Seth Bay is not married yet. So
Nope. He did not marry that woman yet. Nope.
Seth Rollins.
Okay.
They're my tree.
For me.
As long as he has a man bun. If he just out here with his hair dangling with you know, Jerry Curl juice, no.
Yeah, absolutely. The man bun matters. For me, I would say Elias.
Damn it, Don, you just ruined my fantasy. Motherfucking Angela Dock is a baby daddy.
I told you they just had the gender reveal.
I wasn't paying attention.
Like literally, like a week, like 2 weeks ago. And yeah, so
Gary, that's an old man.
And anyway, baby mama is not one of us, but that don't
matter. Damn. Okay, go ahead, BB. You said we know. Elias, okay, Elias, yes.
Braun Strowman,
yes.
Ooh, who was I gonna say? Sammy. I get the feeling Sammy's probably married and just doesn't want to tell anybody, but...
Oh, he's definitely married.
Yeah. I don't know about it, though. And it's not on his Wikipedia, so I ain't claiming it.
Wikipedia is like the TMZ of, like, information.
if Wikipedia don't know and TMZ don't know, it didn't.
It ain't true.
It's not facts yet. Sorry.
I gotta change mine. I can't have Angela Dawkins' baby mama beat my ass because she heard the podcast.
Listen, and when I tell you, she ain't even dropped the kid yet, but they have gender reveal. She's pregnant.
Mm-mm. Who did pregnant. I don't even remember who mine were. I said... Seth?
Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
And Angelo Dawkins. That's who you
Who's not married that doesn't have a baby mama that's pregnant?
Biggie.
No, I wouldn't get...
Christian's married. Who's not married? Who doesn't have oops babies?
Seth?
Is Bo Dallas married?
Who? Oh.
Is Mr. Perfect's baby boy married?
Okay. Seth, Cesaro. And damn, Ricochet married too. Motherfucker.
Is he? Damn, everybody married. God damn.
Everybody married.
Is Curtis Axel married?
Who?
Curtis Axel is very is married. Still,
is the B team still a thing right now?
I don't know. Oh, speaking of my job.
Spicy White married.
Spicy White? Elias ain't married.
No, Mojo.
No, I don't think Mojo's married. I think Mojo's still thotting
about it. I'm just gonna pick the two. That's it. I can't pick nobody else because I don't know.
You know, I don't think Mojo's married. What does Wikipedia say? No, he's single.
Mm.
He probably still thotting and bopping. He only 33? No, he's only 33. Probably still a hoe. Anyway. I'm at my job and everybody knows I work where I work, which right. is cop adjacent, not in. And so I got a call and they said somebody's gonna come and pick up these transcripts. I was like, okay, cool. And I look at the name for everything in me. The name said DBIC. and the first thing looked a lot like Ted, and I was like, so why did skinny man come up to my job and he's like, do you have a package for me? And I was like, what's your name? And he said, Tobias. the bias. And he said, yeah. And I was like,
you didn't try to tell that man how his name was supposed to be pronounced.
You know, I did. I was like, oh, I was expecting to hear. And he was like, yeah, I get that a lot. He was like, actually, they wrote about me in the newspaper once. And then when they asked me how to spell my name, I told them it's like Ted DiBiase, but it's not. But they put me down as Ted DiBiase anyway. And I was like,
oh my goodness.
But mind you, his name is only like one letter off. And I was like, you'd really be better off going by your whole name instead of trying to tell these people it's not Ted, but it's, you know, whatever it is.
It's what we say it is. How he don't know how to pronounce his own name? What's wrong?
It was like, it's clearly DiBiase. So I was like, you also clearly came through Ellis Island and your people were like, guess what? We're not Italian.
Right, exactly.
The bias. Your name is
DiBiase. That don't even sound right.
It doesn't. And I was like, oh. And he was like, yeah. And it was like, okay, so you know, as long as you know. Mm-hmm. Just don't have me looking like I'm crazy.
DiBiase.
It don't sound right, do it? It doesn't.
Anyway,
that is all we have for you on this Ladies Night edition. We are so sorry it's a little truncated, but we talked about everything we could, plus a little bit of things that we shouldn't have.
Even with my digressions, our digressions.
They were both of ours, yeah. I'll do my shout out first because I don't have
the entire episode. Black Eyed Peas at that.
I mean, the peas matter, especially they if you're vegetarian. Do. You gotta get the
legumes. You gotta get the legumes.
Yes. Okay, so I'll do my shout-outs first just because I don't have that many. Just our producer in the booth, Donald De Laurenti, best producer in the game, and give a shout-out to Gina, a.k.a. Tatiana Janine. Feel better. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Yes.
But Jade, what are your shout outs?
I would just like to shout out myself for being
wow
sober at this point. Still.
Wow. And I would also like to shout out. I would like to take this time to thank me for me. Like, what the fuck?
I would like to thank myself for being so freaking awesome.
I couldn't do it without me.
I don't know what I'd do without me.
Oh my god. Oh, that's great.
I would like to thank Dee Dee for being an awesome co-hostess. And Don in the production booth for being the most awesomest. Yes, I just made that word up. Awesomest producer in the podcast game. Actually, the most awesomest producer, period. Like the city girls say, period. Period.
Yeah.
And shout out to our friend Tatiana. We love you and we miss you.
Wish you could be. It's an avocado, me.
I would also like to shout out Dee Dee once again for not falling asleep during this episode.
Oh, it took effort. I tried.
Girl, because the last ladies' night, I was like, Dee Dee, you there? Nope.
I don't know to what you're referring.
Dee pulled a theme when she showed up to my house unannounced with her kids. Nobody's home. Look out the window, like, oh, she got her baby. Oh, no, baby, what is you doing? And shout out to our WrestleCast family that tweets with us week in and week out on all the shows. And yes, that tis all.
Okay.
Yes, we made
that. Well, Don has shout outs. He would like to shout out me and Jade.
Yes, we're the bomb.com. No,
team too much. Team your fave can never.
Team, he cracks up the entire episode because Don laughs before the episode even starts because he already knows to expect shenanigans.
Team, we're funny AF. Your faves can never.
Yeah. They could never. You know what we need to do today? We just need to have Don turn his mic on and just reflect on the whole Ladies Night WrestleCast started, and that first episode where there were like 10 women. Well, okay, not 10. It's like six of us on that.
It was one. Like seven deep. It was
deep.
We were deep.
Yeah.
It was great. And him and Sam were just getting a kick out of all of it. As were we.
Because we're funny.
We are hilarious. I'm just saying. And you can't tell us otherwise.
All right, you guys. So if that's everything, and I feel like it is, this has been number 275 of the WrestleCast. See you next time.
I think my black eyed peas are done.
Hey.
Hey.
These days, Suplex City is located in Claymore Country. Says it on the shirt right here. And come WrestleMania, we're invading Suplex City, demolishing that to the ground, and I am leaving WWE Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. I just wanted you and the entire WWE Universe to know what it's going to sound like after the words, and still after Brock Lesnar defeats Ricochet at Super Showdown, and after Brock Lesnar F5s you and pins you, I can point to at WrestleMania. You can keep saying Brock's name over and over. You can say it before the match, when you're at lunch, when you're getting manicures together. And please say Brock Lesnar's name when he's crying because Drew McIntyre kicked his head off, beat him at WrestleMania, and took the WWE Championship. Sir, to be a huge admirer of your talents. But there is a man that I know who's not such an admirer of your talents. As a matter of fact, he is your opponent this evening. As a matter of fact, he has a legitimate grievance with you. I present to you MVP.
Mr. Heyman may not have an issue with you, but I do. I have a big issue with you. I treated you with the respect of an elite level VIP. I mean, we're all friends, or so I thought. But how did you repay me?
Wait, I know this one. I kicked your head off.
Jokes, right? Think you're Billy Connolly or somebody? No, what you did was hit me with a cheap shot. But I promise you, tonight I'm gonna whoop you, and you gon' see it coming. It won't be a cheap shot. Hey, ref, ring this bell.
Oh, and there's a cheap shot by MVP.
Yeah, what was MVP saying?